Mrs. Bethlehem City Council.
Hi, good evening. This is Mary Toulouse. I live at 1528 West Market Street, and I thank you for taking my call. I'm calling tonight about the city administration's policy for organizations to hire police when they're selling alcohol on city property or in city parks. I understand that city park has a different designation than just city property, and I have particularly thinking about city parks. And I understand that this policy is under review, which is why I'm calling. I believe there are two issues here, the policy related to a vendor selling alcohol for at-home consumption, or as well a second issue where alcohol is being sold in open containers to patrons. So related to the first issue, as one of the managers of the Rose Garden Farmers Market, I did request permission to allow a vendor to sell beer for at-home consumption at our market. I'm sure that several of you may remember this because I probably called at least half of you to whine about the fact that every other farmers market on public property in the Lehigh Valley was able to have a wine or a beer vendor. And why couldn't we have it at our farmers market in the Rose Garden? And eventually we did get over this hurdle and we were allowed to have a wine or a beer vendor. However, the question came up of we would have to have a policeman come and supervise us at $50 an hour for 4 hours of every market. This would have cost us $200 a day for over 20 weeks. So it would have been about $2,000 just for a small community neighborhood market, a market that is run by a nonprofit organization, and it was something we could never afford. So this also seemed completely unnecessary, given the fact that the vendor who was going to come to our market and sell beer was Bagley's Brew Works, a neighboring business on Main Street in Bethlehem with a PA liquor license and trained staff, and they were only going to be selling 4 packs of beer to be consumed at home, along with food products sold by the other vendors at the market. So after a lot of time, took a lot of time on my part, took a lot of time of council members, took a lot of time of the city administrators, we got a pass on this policy, and we were not required to have a police presence. But somehow it seems logical to me for a small group, which over the course of one market, which sees maybe 400, maybe 500 people a day maximum, it doesn't seem logical that we would have to do this every year, nor other groups similar to us would be in the same situation. And I would also like to note that we always have a market manager, and we have always had a market manager at every single of our markets. And none of us ever saw anyone drinking beer that had been purchased from our market in the park. So I'm not exactly sure why we would ever have to have take the time of a policeman like that. I do want to say one other thing about this, and that when we do get permission to have, or not to be required to have, a special police officer, we were also told that we better watch out because the police would be scrutinizing and we'd be in big trouble. Now, it's not the exact wording. I suppose I could go back and look through my old communications wording. But the message was the same. And it was a threatening message. And I ask you, in this day and age, when we're trying to improve police and citizen relations, is this really the kind of language that we want to be using when we're talking about our police officers? What image does this convey, that we're supposed to be afraid of them when actually they're just there to, if they were to be there, to remind us of what our laws are? And you might remember, maybe not, because you had a lot of feedback from folks in the community. But in June, when council was first discussing better community interactions with the police, our Mount Airy Neighborhood Association had voted at its quarterly meeting. There might have been 30, 40 people there. And we sent a letter to the city endorsing a return of community police officers. In the past, years ago, we had a community police officer on the west side of Bethlehem. And the neighbors still talk about it and still miss them. And the new neighbors, who didn't know these community police officers, endorsed the idea. We would love to have the police stop by any of our events, even our farmers market where we're selling beer. And as part of their beat, this is an opportunity for them to get to know the neighbors and let the neighbors get to know them. And just going back to the second issue, which is open containers.
Ms. Lewis, if you could wrap up your comments briefly. We're at 7 minutes on a 5-minute time limit. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. So I would just say that for small community events with, you know, $300-$400 people, there's no point in the city micromanaging it. I would suggest setting up guidelines and have for local nonprofit sponsors of these events, asking them to require have a designated bartender, something like that, and even keep a list of the community events for the police department so if they have time on their feet that they could come by and meet the folks who are there. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you for your comments.